It may be some time before we see the multi-sensor cart on our streets, but in North London, Oxford University's Mapping the Underworld research is already undergoing its first real-life trial on replacement water mains. The university's work on tagging pipes to be located later proved so commercial that it's led to the company OxEMS.
And in fact, the spin-out of OxEMS was the first commercial organisation created as a result of the Mapping the Underworld programme.
Kevin Gooding is the CEO.
It's very simple, really. You have a tag, you have a detector, and you have a database.
The square blue tags, which are attached to pipes at junctions and service points, are both robust and cheap.
It's using an advanced version of RFID technology, radio frequency identification. Most people have actually used it without knowing it. Oyster cards and the London Underground use the same technology.
Once they're in the ground, they can be located by what looks like a large metal detector.
And as I bring it towards the tag, you hear the tone getting higher.
Jim Milne, one of the OxEMS team, demonstrates how easy it is to find the tagged water pipes.
I can see what sort of a tag it is. It's a T joint and it's about half a metre below the ground. And the detector gives me all that information.
There are other technologies again that we can use.
Chris Rogers is confident that Mapping the Underworld research is only the beginning.
Virtual reality goggles, or if you like, X-ray goggles, that can be used to look at what is underground by superimposing on the front of the goggles the three-dimensional map. And I think we could move in many ways into our streets in a far more intelligent manner.
And with luck, smart streetworks will make never-ending traffic jams a thing of the past.
There are all sorts of ways that we can mend pipes or replace pipes or install pipes without digging trenches in roads.